I want to make a very short comment. That is the relationship between the use of technology and the effects of systemic racism. I don't think that the machines can be worse than the human beings. If the machines are discriminating people in the borders, discriminating people in the processes of mechanical processes of selection of who can enter, who can in the countries, etc. It's because the rules, of course, the rules that are based on which are based the decisions, the automatic decisions of those machines are based on criteria, on racist criteria, are based on previous information like the expectation of this of the states of who are good people and who are criminals, etc. So I think that it appears to me that this is an important area where we should really concentrate our efforts in terms of dialoguing and discussing with the producers of those machines, the regulations, you know, the way how they function, so that we can demonstrate how unjust these rules and these processes are being, you know, to reveal to the persons who are programming these processes can review and in such a way that we can create better conditions for freedom of all people to go to the places that they need to go. So I think this might be a specific area. I don't know how much if other mechanisms are already going deep into these areas, mm-hmm. but I think this is a very important concern, is the use of technologies is expanding so much in the world. So we are really facing barriers, very strong barriers that limit the movement of people, as the special rapporteur demonstrated in her presentation of her report. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Edna, for your comment.